Last year, many of us turned to a more simple way of living to cope with the turmoil and isolation of COVID. Well, one man, Gerald Stratford from Oxfordshire in the UK, he had this little Twitter account where he posted tips and photos of his latest harvest and what he's been doing in the garden. He also likes to grow what's called big veg, carrots and celery and various other vegetables, and enter them into competitions. And he puts those pictures up as well. And almost overnight from opening this Twitter account, he found himself with more than 200,000 followers. Well, Gerald's gone viral, and it's not hard to understand why when you look at his Twitter account. He's a man of simple pleasures with a real love of life and gardening. Here's a clip from Twitter of Gerald digging up his Christmas potatoes.
Good morning. This is the witching hour. I'm just going to try the Christmas potatoes. Just taking the tops off. They've all finished growing. Tap them out and let's see what we've got. Oh dear, look at these. How about those for Christmas lunch? Not too big, but I don't want them big for Christmas because we still have our roast potatoes with parsnips. Cheers.
And Gerald's joining us now from the UK. Good morning, Gerald.
Good evening and good morning.
Thanks. It is good morning here. What a wonderful Twitter account you have, and you haven't had it that long, have you?
I started a Twitter account in February 2019 because one or two friends who were gardeners said, why don't you get on Twitter, Gerald? We post a few photos and do a general sort of talk once a week. So I did, and it just ticked over fine. You know, I gained one or two followers. I followed a few people, but very small. And then I posted a before and after photograph of a bucket of potatoes I'd grown. And it just kicked off from there.
Yes, I saw that. I thought that was a wonderful post because I'd never really seen potatoes growing in a bucket before.
Well, it's relatively new, but I grow lots. I grow traditionally, but I also, you know, like to keep up with the Joneses and stay modern. Though I'm 72, I like to think I'm 21. And I grow lots of things in buckets and barrels and tubs. Because you can control them better. You can control how much water you put in, how much fertilizer, etc., more than straight into the soil.
Yes, of course. And this is the same principle, really, for the big veg, isn't it?
Yes. I grow, on average, 15 varieties of potatoes a year, and I have those in buckets.
Do you go into competitions with your big vegetables?
Yes, local shows. I've never been one to get into the national side of things. I've been fairly successful in local shows. Because of lockdown in this country, most of the nationals were cancelled. But one national show went ahead. And I was very lucky. I put a set of carrots in, which is a three carrots, and I had a second.
How big was the carrot?
They were called what we call stump-rooted carrots. They are a shorter variety, but my three carrots collectively were a metre long.
Wow. Collectively, you know, a third of a metre each.
Yeah.
Great. So your Twitter account that we were talking about, you've now got more than, you know, over 200,000 followers. That happened very, very quickly. And so everything that you post on there gets a huge response. Does it get a bit overwhelming?
At times it has, you know, because me and my partner Elizabeth, you know, we're both over 70 and we're not technically advanced. Elizabeth is more technical than me. So we get by. And if we come up against things which we can't understand, my nephew Stephen is only a phone call away.
Oh, that's good to know.
To help us. I wouldn't say it's overwhelming because it's nice. You know, everything is nice about this. You know, I'm a very positive person. I don't do politics or sport, religion, because that can become so divisive, you know, and that's not me.
It brings people back to a slower pace of life too. And when COVID happened and lockdown, we were in lockdown, people were looking for things to do and a different lifestyle. And perhaps it just resonated with the state of humanity, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes. I think people just like what I do, you know, because it's not an act. That's how I behave naturally. I smile. You know, there's an old saying, you smile and the whole world smiles with you. You cry and you cry alone. You know, I think that's so true.
That's so true. And from your own life, I was reading on your website that you started gardening way back as a little boy, and you were helping your dad out in the yard. So it's in the family, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. You know, my father, I lost him when I was 19, bless him. And, you know, that was quite devastating because me and my brothers were all gardeners with him.
What did you have in your family garden?
Virtually all vegetables, potatoes, carrots, parsnips, swedes, turnips, beans, various types of beans, and fruit. You know, my dad used to grow most things, and also flowers.
Yes, flowers, of course, let's not forget them. And I believe your partner, Elizabeth, she's the flowers person and you're the vegetable person.
He's very good with flowers.
What kind of flowers
and
have you got?
Also, dahlias, chrysanthemums, mesembryanthemums, carnations, lobelia, alyssum, geraniums, I could go on and on and on.
You must have a fabulous garden. How big's your property?
It's a small bungalow. We've been here just on 5 years. It's a small court. So the front garden is very small, but the back garden is very big. I'm not very good at metrification. Say, just a bit bigger than a cricket square.
Gee, so it proves that it doesn't matter how big your space is, you can still grow, like, you grow a phenomenal amount of vegetables, practically everything.
Well, most things, and some things I have failures as well.
Do you? What do you have rotten luck with?
Oh, even the good things fail, you know. I get quite a bit of ugly veg. You know, you mentioned carrots earlier. Well, some of the carrots end up with five fingers instead of one. But they all taste nice.
I bet.
You know, even my ugly fruit is nice.
It's not what it looks like, it's what it tastes like.
That's true, and I'm a firm believer. If you have something which smells nice, it will also taste nice.
What's the main question, Gerald, that you get asked by people who want gardening tips? What do they want to know?
How big do I get it?
How big do you get your vegetables?
Yeah.
All right. And how to grow big vegetables. We talked earlier about the containers, and you put them in big barrels, don't you, and plant them individually?
Yes, yes. I'll tell you quickly. For my carrots, I fill a 200-litre barrel up with building sand, and then you core out a hole with a bar or any sort of long receptacle. So you make a hole in the sand to the bottom, then you fill it up with compost. And when you've done that, you get 5, sometimes 6 holes in one large barrel. And then you plant, at the time to plant in the spring, 3 seeds. And when the seed has got its second leaf, which is about 2 inches, you then have to make a decision. You take 2 out and leave 1. And even I'm a big old softy, the 2 I pull out, I plant in the garden somewhere else.
Yes.
And one little trick, never ever upset the root growth. Never move it or anything, really. So when the 2 seeds have to be trimmed off, I cut them off with a pair of scissors rather than pull the root.
Oh, yes.
Because you might upset the root of the one you've left in.
I see. But is it a particular brand of vegetable that will grow bigger?
You have to start with the right seed. And I do grow ordinary vegetables, but for some of my show veg, I buy slightly different seed. The carrots I grow are called Exhibition Long and Sweet Candle.
So they're designed, as it were, for being big. They're actually big vegetables.
Yes. Over years of pollination and growing by experts, you get a stronger gene.
Yes, that makes sense.
Now, this year I'm attempting to grow a giant marrow.
Mm.
You have marrows in New Zealand?
We do, but I always get a little bit confused by marrows. Do they start off as, are they zucchini when they're, or courgettes when they're little, and then they're marrows when they're bigger?
They are a member of that family, but they're not a true zucchini.
I see.
They are a marrow in its own name.
I've never grown a marrow, but I'm sure we do.
They're very nice to eat. You stuff them with various meats and cheeses and bake them.
Deirdre used to do that on Coronation Street, if I recall.
Yeah, you're right there. Yeah, that takes me back. Yes, well, I'm attempting to grow a giant marrow. I want to get one over 100 pounds.
100 pounds. So how long would that be?
About 1.5 metres.
Gee, well, you'll be putting that up on Twitter if you manage to do that.
Yeah. if I can lift it.
Yes, if you can lift it. That's right. Gerald, a lot of your Twitter fans are people in America, and particularly young people. Why do you think that is?
I think this last year the world is a very sad place with COVID-19, etc. And I think people see me as I have a happy face. I don't do negatives. My glass is always half full. And I think they've seen enough of sort of horrible politics and doom and gloom. And they see me as a light to make them happy.
I would agree with
that. Long may it continue.
Long may
that is good medicine.
That is good medicine. I've noticed a love of suspenders in your photos, and particularly a pair of suspenders that have eggplants and other veg on them. Were they a gift?
Yes, I'm a big man. I'm 6 foot plus, and so I like to be comfortable. And suspenders, when I'm working, make me comfortable, feel comfortable. There's nothing worse than when you're digging the garden and your trousers are falling down.
Do you wear knee pads?
No. I've got 2 metal knees. You know, I've got arthritis. And a few years ago, I had 2 metal knee implants into my knees so I don't kneel. I'm like a giraffe. I bend from the top down.
And do everything at bench height.
Yeah, yeah. I like passion. You know, I've always been, you know, when I was young, my first job was as an apprentice butcher. And a part of my training was how you present yourself to the public. And I always had to wear a shirt and a tie. And that sort of taught me how to dress, and I've carried it through my life, and people like what I dress. And so I just like nice clothes. Not necessarily expensive clothes, but just nice clothes.
Got a good sense of colour.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I do. I like bright colours. Like my vegetables. Vegetables can be very colourful.
That's true. And, of course, here in New Zealand we're in summer, and so lots of people are out in their gardens at the moment with tomatoes and various summer vegetables and fruits. Any tips on tomatoes?
Tomatoes, never, ever let them dry out. Always keep them watered. If you don't have a regular watering regime with tomatoes, you can create on your fruit a thing called blossom end rot, where the bottom of the tomato, the flower end, can start to rot. That is called by calcium deficiency and magnesium deficiency, which stops, it affects its growing. So always keep them well watered.
Great tip. And you mentioned Liz earlier, and I'm just going to be nosy here because you actually talk about your relationship on your website, and you got divorced, and you'd known Liz for 50 years. Was she somebody you met as a teenager?
Yes, I met Liz. Her parents had a pub in the village, and through going in the pub, I met Liz and her sister and her mum and dad, and my brothers also. You know, we went to the same pub, and my brother married her. And so we've been friends for 50-odd years, and my brother sadly passed away with leukemia. And we've always been friends, family friends. And Liz was on her own, I was on my own, and we sort of got together and said, let's live together. You know, two under one roof is cheaper than having two roofs. And that's what we done.
Wonderful. It's such a great partnership because you also preserve some of the vegetables that you grow, and you press cider as well. And the Christmas past, you gave gifts for your friends and family.
Yes, yes. That's what I was doing today. I was delivering a parcel to one of my children. We have pickles, chutneys, sun-dried tomatoes, a bottle of cider.
That's fantastic. Does that take up a lot? Must take up a lot of your time.
Oh, we're on the go all the time.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, in the summer months, I'm up at 4 in the morning.
Gee.
I love that period of earliness.
What time do you get to bed?
Any time sort of between 10 and 12 at night. But sort of when the day becomes too hot, we can chill out in the afternoon.
You don't get much sleep, really. 4 hours, that's not a lot, is it?
You're a long-time dad.
That's right. You're right. I've loved talking to you, and all the best to you and Elizabeth. And thanks for talking to us. And we'll make sure that people know where your Twitter account is so that they can see you on there.
Thank you. Don't hesitate to call again.
Wonderful, Gerald.
Cheers. Cheers.
That's Gerald Stratford, and we'll put the links to his Twitter account and website on the Weekend Show page on RNZ. And the address is rnz.co.nz/theweekend.